El Presidente here today on the County National Bank Show. John Waldron, Vice President. Are you vice or second vice? Come on. Do you know?
There's probably a special category for me. They haven't appropriately described yet. But
Bill Joris.
Yes, I'm a... Yeah, I was a loan officer.
Yeah.
And so I think the show has kind of chronicled my way.
Wow.
All the way up to just a notch under
what
John.
What a meteoric rise, Bill. And John.
Both of us. Absolutely.
It's been a fun
John
night.
Was your caddy, wasn't he?
Actually, that's
that was
how...
The, that was the president.
That is actually how I got to know the Waldron family. Yes, I never caddied with John, but I caddied with his brother Todd.
Okay.
Dozens and dozens and dozens of times. And so when I first met John, I was kind of astonished because I wasn't sure if it was John and not Todd. And for a while there, before they started looking a little bit differently, I would be out with John and a lot of people would be talking to him, and I'm thinking, they think that's Todd. And I think I even called John Todd once or twice early on.
That's so. Happened a lot, hasn't it, John?
It happens a lot. It's like you and Mike. People confuse you and Mike, your brother Mike, all the time.
Well, I don't know about that one.
Yeah, that one we have to bring out the driver's license to convince people sometimes. And so my brother Danny and Mike were playing one time, and they look as different as Mike and I do. And my brother Danny was introducing Mike, and he said, yeah, he said, we go way back. We used to sleep together. And the guy had no clue they were brothers. And he was just a kind of humorous story. So, but... yeah, Mike works for the bank now, and a lot of people, I don't know, realize that because they ask me, how's Mike doing over, and I say, he's doing quite well here, and so, but yeah, Mike's been a great addition, and wide network of people in Jackson, and that's what the bank's all about.
Tell Mike I ran out of those cookies, so.
Oh, you had some of Judy's cookies.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they are fantastic, so.
Yeah. Well, John, you've been president, what? A
couple years now.
Is it 2 years?
It's been a couple. Time flies.
You know, goodness.
We drove in this morning and talked about the history of Jackson and some previous companies that have donated money to the museum and other places. And
your hair is a little
it's
grayer.
Thin and gray. And speaking of my brother, I think I'm looking more like him. He was great before me. Tell people I'm younger than
you. Still have a long ways to go to get to Greg and I, though. That's for sure.
But no, it's just amazing when you think about it. Heck, I used to ride my bike from Springbrook Road to Bob's Country Store, you know, right around here. And now I live about a mile down the road. And we both grew up here. In fact, 99% of our employees grew up here in this market.
We were just reminiscing over the weekend what we used to buy where our Horton Road branch is now. Good old G&L party G&L, store.
Yeah.
All the goodies they used
garlic
to have.
Toast.
Icebox cookies.
Right.
Yeah, the cookies is what I recall. The no-bake cookies as well.
Well,
and, yeah. But yeah, it's been a great ride since you know, we started in really... County National came to Jackson, I feel, in 2001 when they opened the downtown branch. And they had owned some outlying branches, but really made a commitment with the downtown branch. And then again with another expansion of the Wisner branch.
Right. And even more. I heard you talking earlier, or yesterday, and last week about space. You know, we're out of space, and... And we have some things in the works for a little more expansion. So we're a few more things coming. Maybe in the next month or two we can announce some of our plans.
Go ahead. Come on.
We need to keep the listeners on the edge.
Great. I don't want to wreck anything.
We'll come back in a month. Or at least I'll get back in a month.
Okay.
It's all good. It's all good.
We've
had a great year despite all of the challenges.
How does that happen when... everything. Oh, there's so many balls up in the air, John. But you guys have been more than stable.
It just comes down to people. Every time I'm on, it comes down to our people, and it comes down to our board and local. You just cannot beat local. The community has supported us, and I think we've delivered. We talk about the current virus situation with all of the things going on and the things we've been able to do with the PPP money. And it really goes back to 2010, 11, and 12 when our board said, okay, put the money on the street, lend the money, bring in the clients that were being asked to leave other banks. It's a very similar situation. People haven't been asked to leave other banks, but when the PPP hit, our people dove in, and we've put a lot of dollars on the street, and our balance sheet has grown, and we're doing as well as we can.
Yeah, we really capitalized on those years John's mentioned, is when the bank grew a lot in Jackson as far as small business lending and in general. But this many years into it, 18 years into it, now we capitalize on our customers being our marketing department and calling other small businesses they know aren't getting the satisfaction out of the bank they deserve. And we gained a lot of very high quality customers that we didn't have before. And it was an easy sell because we were there. We were there to answer the phone and had the program. Management had the foresight to jump right on this from day one. And we got overrun with calls, and the first round of PPP went, so quick. We were a little worried. But yet the second round came through. And like I said yesterday, I think everyone in Jackson County who needed a PPP loan at least had the avenue to get it through us. Mm-hmm. And the other institutions did come on board, but I would say we were the leaders when the sky was falling, and we were there and prepared.
Absolutely, Bill. And I do want to get into interest rates, but the last thing on PPP I do want to talk about, if you did get a PPP loan, and I know a lot of listeners out there did, the question now is forgiveness. And I was reading some information that came out today from the Independent Community Bankers Association, and out of $525 billion in PPP loans, lenders have started to submit the forgiveness portion. However, the SBA has forgiven zero. So, call your congressman or congresswoman, and we really need to get that legislation moving forward to get this forgiven, because they're talking about round two and round three now. And really, our hands are tied. We can't really do any more until we figure out how to help the 800 customers that we did provide loans for to get theirs forgiven. So, Congress really needs to get that done and help our business owners.
What do you think? Predictions?
It'll get done, but, we're 30 days of politics. Unfortunately, that will take up a lot of time in headlines, and I don't know if it'll get done. It needs to.
If they can find a way to streamline it as well as they did to put the money out to forgive it,
right,
that would help, and use the local banks and local people to do it. We were happy to participate in the program, and our customers are appreciative of it, and we'll hold their hand through the forgiveness portion of it. So I would think this fall a lot of our time will be dealt with that, along with all the new business and new demand we have. And it seems that everyone is busy. Rates are low. And we have a lot of businesses that are doing quite well. We have some that are certainly struggling and will continue as long as this goes on. But the bank's been extremely busy this year. And we didn't have a break. We were essential employees, and I would say that was true during that time.
We've been to work every day. About 20% of our employees have been able to be virtual, but that means the vast majority are in the office every day. And let's talk interest rates. Mortgage rates all-time low. And Greg, I've heard realtors on your show saying the mortgage market is very hot. And Bill has talked about how we can be a little creative and get a little bit outside the box. We don't talk about bridge loans much anymore. And if you are looking for a home and you have one to sell, I know a lot of people are afraid to list it because it'll sell immediately, but then you need to find that next house. We do bridge loans. So a lot of your national mortgage lenders don't, because they book it and they sell it, and if it fits in that square peg, then hey, great. But if you need to get a little creative, either bridge loans or a cash offer to make your offer on that house look that much better, we can do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you have equity in your home and you're worried about it selling too quick and not having anywhere to go, come see us. And we can tell you what we could do by taking your existing home as collateral and using that equity on paper to put a deal together to buy your new home, and when you're settled, sell the old residence and you'll pay that loan off. And we used to do that when we were real small. We did a lot of that type of lending. We did a lot of vacant land loans as well. People are selling their homes. They know that they have good equity, and the housing market is good, but yet there is a challenge in finding that move-up home. I think there are first-time home buyers out there, but it is where that move-up buyer moves to. I think there's a lack of inventory in a price range, say $200,000 to $500,000. That sounds like a lot for Jackson County, but to a move-up buyer, that's about where they're going to be. And to construct a home, that's your other alternative, is to buy a lot, which there are still a lot of developed lots in Jackson County left over from the recession. They're filling up. We're having spec home builders, production builders come in and fill a lot of those up. And the economy is surprisingly resilient. I've never felt interest rates drove a housing market. The economy did. And but there's a lot of confidence. The market seems to be holding strong, and there is the cloud of uncertainty as to what's going to happen over the course of the next year. But a lot of people are looking at building and buying, and may perhaps not this year, but down the road.
Right, and that's where the vacant land loan comes in, which we do. And boy, those rates, the rates are just phenomenally low, and it does allow you to buy more home, second home. Mm-hmm. And that goes back to community banking. We chuckle at work because since I hit that 50-year-old mark, I can play old man softball now.
And you are.
And that's right. And doubleheader last night. We won 2 games last night. No. 2 games last night. That means we won more games yesterday than the Tigers did in the last week, I think.
They're all done.
But one of the guys on the team buying a second home. And he said, hey, thanks for getting that deal done for us. And that's a portfolio loan. We talk portfolio lending. All that means is that we make the loan to you, we keep it on our balance sheet, we don't sell it to Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and you don't really have to fit, again, in that square peg. So, and that's the beauty of what we do. We drive down the road, we walk down the street, go to softball, and we see customers. Everywhere we go, we can go to lunch, we see customers, and we see people that we've helped. And that's a great feeling to be part of a community bank, but also It's good for our shareholders, but it's good for Jackson, too. We have a very strong community bank here. We have 2 very strong credit unions in town. The financial institutions in our town step up. We all sponsor your little leagues. We all donate to different organizations, and it's really great for Jackson when people can keep it local.
John, I had Senator Shirky on earlier. They did a nice job in being able to put a budget together for this year. But there's a lot of concern about next year, and I think you guys are in, I don't know if you're in the same boat, but it's you're doing some paddling there for next year, aren't you?
I think we will be. Well, I know we will be. This year, the mortgage, we keep talking rates, the mortgage business has been so so busy and such a revenue driver for a lot of banks and credit unions this year. Next year will be a little difficult. Rates are down, and that's how we make our money, interest income, and then booking mortgage loans. Next year will be a bit of a challenge for all banks. I think it'll be a challenge for our local and state tax revenues.
For as, business?
As Bill said, a lot of businesses are doing good, but there's a lot
that are struggling.
Oh, yeah. Property tax collections, I think, will be an issue because you can defer your loan payments for so long. There's a lot of great programs out there, but eventually you have to pay. You can skip a year of taxes, but eventually the county will come knocking on your door.
And the sales tax is going to be down, certainly, and the more and more internet buying and more we go away from the local mom and pop retailers that are the lifeblood of our communities, sales tax revenue will certainly hit the state coffers at some point. I think that we're doing exactly what we need to be doing is working with our consumers. We have a lot of mortgage forbearance that we did, a lot of payments that we have pushed, and in hopes that this is going to get past us, and it feels like we're emerging from it. But Community Bank was very vital during this period, and I'm very proud of what we were able to do, and that's largely because of the Jackson community and the deposit base we have built. We've talked about deposits for years and why they're so vital, and we are able to lend our own money, and that's when we make the judgment calls. And portfolio loan is a county national bank loan. It's your money that you've entrusted with us that we can lend out and support the local economy, and everybody wins at that point. And so I know you have a laundry list of events that we have sponsored and running out of time, and unfortunately a lot of those have been altered or canceled or changed.
Virtual golf outing this to hit them for hospice. Virtual golf outing there.
I might like the virtual golf outing. That may be a little less nerve-wracking.
The symphony's a great organization. Their annual ball has been that's going virtual as well. We're a supporter of that. I think you guys talked about the Wine and Whiskers at the Cascades Humane Society. That's that didn't happen in person, so supporting a lot of things. And I can't forget the YMCA Capital Campaign. I've been involved with the Y for a long time, and it's a great organization. And as you're looking, we talked on the way in, good Lord, it's almost the end of the third quarter. As you're looking at tax planning for this year, don't forget all the local organizations, all the capital campaigns, including the YMCA campaign. I'm on that, and a new Y for our town would be wonderful. I mean, it supports youth, community health, social responsibility. That campaign is moving forward. It's been quiet with the virus, but it's moving forward, and good things are happening. And I think you'll hear some great things in the near future regarding that campaign.
Sounds good. Greg, thanks for having us on. I believe we're out of time.
You can call Bill.
You can call me at 768-0056.
Can we call you?
You can call me anytime. Wow. 768-0053.